Kinder können da mit Sachen beim Zeit auf Zahle beginnen am Basic und das Mathe und beginnen mit die Mörre. Nicht lefe ja Dadi. So they would switch their animals. Which just explains how could they do such a thing if it's forbidden. So let me die to Naimi Sashna. So no, actually the non-Jews would do it without that awareness. So then the question is, why would they switch it? Either Shema lo yimin ha'olam shahay shalom yidayin, even because people wouldn't believe that it was done without their awareness. So therefore they did it to the Marasayin, or just simply that others shouldn't get used to doing the same shtick, because the Yemish Lamidatein also, they can say, oh, we also didn't realize, but it's not true. So therefore they at least switched it so that people shouldn't try to do the same thing for themselves. If a thorn lands in the mouth of the animal, what's the halacha? If you get rid of it or not? That's the second look. It says, they're going to say, wait a second. I mean, like Kamandik Mas says later on, that the Gemara resolves one of the questions. It said, it cannot be threshing while it's muzzled. So here also, even if the thorn is by itself, but it's going to be threshing muzzled. So Sayyid says, no, the Hanimili, when we say such a thing, which is the case that we explain it for later on, when you muzzle on the outside, conditionally tell them that it shouldn't eat. So even though you're not muzzling it now, but it was already muzzled, that you can't do. Over here, when it happened by itself, that's a question to Mahava Kachalsa. Maybe like if it got sick, that's not your responsibility. And therefore, that's why the Gemara didn't resolve this question. What happens if he positions a line from the outside? Which tries to explain all these questions. If you say that Yashav Lakhaitz, that if it has a thorn, also it's forbidden, because the muzzling is in the body itself. There's something on its lip. But a lion, which is far away from it, maybe that would not be considered muzzling. If you're going to say that a lion is also considered muzzling, because of the fear of the lion, and the chaz doesn't eat, I feel like even if it's very hungry, but if it's shabbos on the outside, in the same way, it's not such a muzzling. But that's one question after the other, based on the previous question. Next test math bring the words in Mahu, Ahmed Banam Bukhut Mahu. If the child's on the outside, what's Allah? Now it's from the Gersh, there's a certain text that the Gir says Hamid. It wasn't just then, he placed it. Which then tells us for addressing a question about Salah, and even so, like Parak, the Gemara doesn't ask, wait a second, as it does regarding the other ones, Khasim al Yasi, well then that's a bona fide Muslim that you're doing by placing the child on the outside. No, because Shema Aina Manach is called Kach Milach, it's not gonna hold back so much from eating Mishvila because of it coming Mifach Dari. Like the fear of the lion, because originally we explained in the previous cases that it's a little bit less, and therefore even if he placed it there, that could still be a valid question. Next test not to begin with the word the Gemara. Bichnami says chayv. Yes, you're gonna be liable. Why? Because akima svasav havamaisa, just using your words, which is the movement of the lips, that's considered a lapsha that has a maisa, and therefore you're liable. As we find by lash is when you do a lapsha yesh by maisa, which says it's a statement to wonder because the par gimel. The Shavuos and third paragraph of Chavalas Manav Amirich Mirchan says, "Oymer Bihuda, Bihuda said, 'Mishum Bisa Gluz Nimizigluli, Kol Lav Shem Maisa any negative provision that doesn't have an action in Lake and Love, you don't get lashed. It's cool. It's except for Nishbas, the swears, the Maimer, and he does Tamura Mekal Chaver and he curses his friend Hashem in God's name." Now the question is like this: Why Bichlin Gufe Kamar Hachi says with Akimas Vasav, he himself says over here. That the movement of the lips of a maaser is an action. That's the case. Nishba me mekal chabei b'shem, which are all words. Amay machshav esam lam shem a maaser. Why is considered a negative person that does not have an action? It does have an action. It's the movement of the lips. So say b'shem you can say is like come Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan did not say kim es piv have a maaser. That the movement of the lips is an action. Ela hacha only over here. Why? Shem debedibur of a maaser with his words an action is happening. Shai leches v'dasha b'la'achila that it's going, it's moving, it's threshing without eating. That mean on Bereish Shmuel, like the Gemara in the beginning, Shmuel of Gimlam Beis, that he, on the case of the Chutz, except Minishba Meim Mekal Chaveirai, which Amalei Rabbi Yechanan Latana, Rabbi Yechanan says to the one that's teaching the price, like Tisni, don't count the case of Meimer, the Diburi Kavod Maisa, because with his words, he's actually doing an action. Which we see that it's not an exception of the Lav Sheimba Maisa. Rabbi Yechanan Shlokesh, that's Rabbi Yechanan Shlokesh, Meimer, the chasha maisa that we see, it's an action. Mishum de biburi kavod maisa, because with his words, an action is being done. Avol nishba, but just swearing, loyav biburi maisa. His words are not creating an action. Like the Gemara explains, over there, b'chalti, I did it, I didn't eat. That's a lav shema maisa that you don't get lashes. The Temet, if you're going to say the Brazilian peridal mises on Sanhedrin Samachim et al. that Kamar Rabbi Yochanan says that Kimas Vasav, the Megadiv, the movement of the lips of the blasphemer, Loevamais is not an action. Why? Because it's the person's heart. Something about how you think. Or part of the class, I, but Tanya Len, the Bryce Yotz, Eden Zayman, or excluding Eden Zayman, Shaimba, Maisa, which doesn't have an action. So I think my answer is, you're right, Elishan Megadav, Rav Megadav is different. Hal Vyashim Bekoil, since it has to do with one's voice. Part of the class, Bekoil, Vyachanon, Lav Maisu, what do you mean? So why, who cares that it's called? That you should still get lashed. Well, Chasma, but Muslim Bekoil, with one voice, Rabbi Yechon Chayiv, couldn't be Yechon Chayiv. I think my answer is no. Shani Yidim is different. Yesh Nebriya, because the focal point that makes it is looking, and that's not considered as a Maisa. Says Taisus is Navahash now Heicha Padich Mechasma Bekoil. How is the Gemara asking? The muzzling with one's voice, which we see that he holds is considered a lavshish by Maisa, because it's Akimis Basayim. I'm a gadiv on the case of plasma to the ovid maisa b'dibur with no actions to make dumb words. Rabbi Yochanan it differentiates as we're explaining. So what would be the question from one on the other one? Yisham says we can say is you're right. The lav magadiv parch. The question is not really in the case of a magadiv. El eidim zayim parch. It's really asking on the other case of eidim zayim. So who should know you the mishani? Because really that answer, the Gemara answer that shani magadiv, that the blasphemy is different. Halvi yisham b'koil. Since he has with his voice, the answer is also going in the case of Eidim Zayman. It's Valayu Parach, and that the answer is also going in Zayman. That why is Megadav different? Because it applies to Koil, and say Eidim Zayman is the same thing. And let's ask you, what? That's why you're going to be exempt? Vakol Birchon Allah Maisu? That Koil Korn Birchon is not an action. When the speech actually creates an action? Because Eidim Zayman does, not by Megadav, because Shemeshchayv Anidin, the litigant becomes liable and something happens to him. Based on the words, Mishani. That's a good answer. No, Mishani. Eidim Zayim is different. Chal b'yeshem b'riyah, since it's really primarily in the vision. I'm a gadiv, but you're right. But the blasphemer have a time to lechash ma'isa. Reason why it's considered love shame by ma'isa. Chal b'yeshem b'koil, because it's applicable with the voice. The other b'dibur ha'ma'isa, where nothing is happening, no actions happening with his words, and bein tzarich sul l'taima shekin yesh b'leiv. And you don't need to come onto the reason now because it's something dependent on his thoughts. This is also the same reason for someone who seduces or pushes someone to do a desire, Mikal of, where he curses his father. The Michael Bateris comes in Teres Kain, the Bryce excludes them. Never awesome, because the awesome ain't a labor. There it's not, not in one's heart, not with one's sight, because El Kachem Shem Yeshim Bekol, where it's something happens with one's voice, but again, nothing's happening. The Gemara does not say the reason of Megadav is because the Yeshna Mekol, because it applies with its voice. The Gemara says Megadav Yeshna Belev. The reason is because it's something that's dependent on one's thoughts. The Eidim Zayman Yeshna Bria, and the Eidim Zayman is because it depends on the seeing. Says Taisas because the Sugi of Sanhedrin is Zamach. The Gemara is going on the Sugi of Sanhedrin. Real Lemaisa. It's even if it was Bekoil, but again, it's not really causing a mice. And Bekuntris Garus, Rashi's gear says, Shani Eidim Zayman is different. Halbi Yeshin Bekoil, since it's dependent on the voice. The Lloyd Garus, and he does not have the gear of Shani Megadav, that Megadav is different. Shem de'i Hodebei, Mitaim Bekama, because if it retracted from the original reason, Halbi Yeshin Belev, because it's something in Machshava, Imkin, if that's the case, Lapia Maskana, according to the conclusion, the Salsa Taima, that the Gemara rejects the reason to Halbi Yeshna Mekoil, that since it depends on the voice, Halbi Yeshna Mehadol and Mekama, it should have gone back to the original reasoning. But they meant to say, Shani Megadav, Megadav is different, Halbi Yeshna Belev, since it's in one's thought. And that's why Rashi's Girsa is that the Gemara is going in Eidim Zayman, and it's not retracting from the reasoning of Megadav. It says, Taisus, Ve'ein Nira, that doesn't seem to be correct. Because Laskana, the Gemara's conclusion, not only Sosa Taima, it also doesn't, like we explained it with it, that even the Maskana would not retract him in the reasoning of Megadav. So it's, like it's not considered a Maisa because it's Yeshna Mekoil, and it's because it's deeper to not create a Maisa. And so too, by Maisa Medich, like we explained, if that's the case, that, like we're saying, the Hilvi Yeshna Mekoil, It's not rejecting the reasoning of, since it applies by the voice. Then we got this Mesis Madiach Kirishin, like we explained. But the Radaya Lumas have a Mesa because it's not true, not falling over there. Because it's just not creating action. If that's the case, even if a Gurish and Magad, if you could say the Gemara is not retracting from that reasoning Lumaskana, and then we didn't have to go back and to say the reasoning of Hoel Yeshna Belay. Makes us not to begin the words of Gemara. So, like Shem, it says Potter. No, you're Potter, because the Kim is Vassal of Lava Mesa, turning of the lips is not considered an action. This is what we're going to say about Bereish Elin Alikin in the beginning of Perak Elin Alikin. Not because I begin on base. I'm reading what it says. How do we love Shishba Meisa? Why do you need an action that has a negative prohibition that has action to be high malchus? Because from the cool love, we can read him love the chasima. Because all the negative prohibitions that the lash has learned of from negative prohibition of muzzling an animal, which and the reason is from the some of that Bram Yekenu La Yosef when it talks about getting lashes, it's near the love of the chasima of muzzling, which Shishba Meisa has an action. So it says, "Hashlurish like in the kunders, like in the chasma." Because when you muzzle with a voice, less by ma'isa, it's not considered having an action. To name a delaki, you should say that you get lashes. Vinelis bekulu delaki, and you should say that all of them get lashes. Alav shema ma'isa, a negative person that does not have an action because you see that muzzling, you get lashes, and that can even be without a ma'isa. So when I partach bechasima guva, so why is he saying you exempt over here by muzzling itself? Came a ma'isa when there's no action. So it says, Bishlam, what you can say is, the Sobrish Lagash held, they could crowd that the primary Pasig Lo'ari El Bastam Chazim is talking about by regular muzzling, this Bamaisa that has an action. Or Inami, another part you can say, Nafakash Lagash, or Shlagash learns out, Kidach Shnoi Demakis, like the other answer in the Gemara Makis, the Darish Melasis. They expand on the word Lasis, they ain't looking at Melavashish Maisa, they only get lashed by a negative provision as an action, and therefore, obviously, the same thing would apply with muzzling. Necessary, then we can say the Bailey and the Lake and the Gemara, but they aren't up to as well. But it's polygabir, which Lakish, they are Bailey and Shlokish disagreed. Bishwur, Shaykh, Kigazayim. Someone says, I swear I'm going to eat this loaf of bread today. Baba Yim, and the day passed, he does not eat it. Rechna Patrullah, Rechna says, you're exempt from Lav Shem Mesa, because all you did was use words and there's no action. Shlokish Patrullah, he says, you're exempt for a different reason. Mishama Sura Savi, because the warning is always doubtful. Because the guy could say, I forgot, or maybe I'll still have time. But if it was just because it didn't have an action, likely you would get lashes. So wait a second. According to Shlokesh, you do get lashes in Lav Shem B'Maisa or not? So it says, but likely maybe you cannot say the comment that he was only going according to Behuda with Leilas Rila, but he doesn't hold like that. Can you imagine, like it sounds like that later on the Pligia must rebuke that he disagrees with teaching of Behuda? No matter he says, but Leilas Rila, but he says he can't leave over in the cup until the morning. But because we cannot say, let's say the apostle is coming to tell you a positive commandment to ameliorate negative prohibition, loyim to say, chain like and to say, oh, and therefore you don't get lashes, which would die and under Birchan is inferred from that time of Bakasa, because the Pasuk comes and is a lava nitta glace. Loy Bakasa, but the Pasuk did not make a mitzvah say, like and love, you would get lashes on it. Now, Astra Safik, Shema Astra, you obviously see because even though it's a doubtful Astra, you don't know for sure they got Begazi in the violet, it's kind of Astra. For Shlakish die, Taima, for Shlakish die, it infers a different reasoning, because the Bakasa, yeah, this is the Pasuk coming to tell you. Halay ba'kas of the pasuk did not come, like that you would get lashes. I'm a lav shem b'maisa. Like we see that even though there's no action, you get lashes. Now, via liba the reb as we continue to have tzaraf and av Yehuda come out. If it's going according to Yehuda, I might like daig dami mil say. Why is he not inferring also from his teaching that asra stavik shma asra? That so you see that even a doubtful asra is considered asra kedaik or birchem birchem zodaig. Ella kama hasam the sabalam kiidach the Yehuda. That he actually holds like a time that disagrees with Yehuda. Someone that says, Loishma Astra. That's not considered Astra. Avad Mashma, the Sarachi rather, obviously sounds like because he holds like that, not like a Yehuda. Perakim of the Shuas Nami Parach Mahasam, the Yomar and Shuas the Chaval Menap also has from the Jabirch and the Birchana. Mashma, the Aliba Dinashi Plagi. What are you asking? It sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is saying his own Shita. And not in Rabbi Yehuda, because then you wouldn't be able to ask from Yehuda's other teaching, which you could say just in one time. So then it sounds like Rishlakish also saying his own shita. So again, back to the question, it sounds like it's not just Rabbi Yehuda, but then again, it seems like Rishlakish is contradicting himself, as we're bringing from Imam Sechtes Makis. So that's what Rishlakish, you could say is, Rishlakish, Leipata Hacha, really over here that he says you're exempt, it's El Liba, the man, the boy, love, shish, b'maisa. He's only going, and the one that holds that you need to have an action. About Ihu, but him, you're right, Vadi Sabi Rabbi Yehuda, he holds a Rabbi Yehuda. I, about the Gemara Samach, when the Gemara says shortly, Hamani, don't ask him, Rishlakish, it's Rabbi Yehuda, he actually means the opposite. Rabbi Hudi, and that is Vasili Kamasay, and that's who he holds like. Because what he had been saying up until this point was not like how he holds, it was actually just independent holds that you need to have Lapshish Ben Maisa, but himself actually holds, as the Gemara brings the markers over there, that even Lapshish Ben Maisa, you actually do get lashes
hard.